Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts are Dawn Diamantopoulos and Jethro Smith, who are with Dave. And we're going to find out all about Dave in the next few minutes. Dawn, I know as an artist who teaches for South Shore Arts at various locations. And Jethro, are you an artist as well?
Actually becoming an artist. I've been influenced by all the artists I've had to work with.
Okay, well, let's find out what Dave is. What does it stand for?
Dave is the Dyer Arts Visionaries, and we are a group of artists and art enthusiasts that are regional. We're not all from Dyer, and just supporting the arts and bringing the arts out into the community, hopefully to let them see art and so that they will want it in their home and be more appreciative of it.
Are you? So you're a nonprofit. You've organized as a nonprofit.
Yes, we are.
And you're both board members.
Correct.
And you, so are you, you're headquartered in Dyer, I take it?
Yes.
And are you actually conducting programs in Dyer?
Yes, we are. Do you want to talk about that, Jethro?
Well, yes, we have. We've done a number of programs. We meet every day, every first Tuesday of the month at 8 o'clock at night in the lower level, the Glenn Eberle Museum, which is the Historical Society at the Town Hall in Dyer. We recently finished a program at the Dyer-Schererville Lake County Library. We wanted to have the public, kids, adults, come out and help us decorate Christmas ornaments, which are on our tree, which is at the Performing Arts Center in Munster for their Festival of Trees.
Ah, right. One of our
So we've done that. We have four businesses in Dyer that have art that people can purchase besides enjoying. We have it at Centaur Bank, Foodies Restaurant. We have an Intrigue Day Spa and Salon, and my own office.
So you're very grassroots-ish.
Absolutely.
How, when did you organize?
Back in 2012, we started. And this was a something that was put together by Connie Trepton, who was on the council, and myself. I was on the Redevelopment Commission. We went to Paul Benninghoff, who was past president of the Historical Society and an artist. Paul got people like Dawn and Tony and other artists involved. And then in 2014, we became a 501c3.
That takes a little while sometimes.
You know, that's what's really great. The government has done something nice for us with the 1023 easy form. It wasn't that bad to do.
Oh, good. Good. Well, and you have a Dawn, you said you have regional aspirations. You don't want to be just Dyer-centric necessarily. So, well, what are the goals of the of Dave?
Well, really to have as many exhibition opportunities for the artists regionally, but also to have the community involvement as well. Have them take part and see that art isn't scary and doesn't need to be something that they don't understand, that they can come to enjoy and appreciate as well.
So what? Give me an example of some of your programs.
We are just wrapping up three shows that we held concurrently. We had a theme of three shows across three venues in three towns. So we had beginning, middle, and end. The beginning show was at Wild Rose Brewery in Griffith, middle at Sip in Highland, and end at Paul Henry's in Hammond. And the end show will have a closing reception on January 13th from 2 to 5. And we'll be having a awards in Paul Henry's
in
Hammond.
Oh, that's at Paul Henry. Okay.
We'll be having the final award be given out that night, and we'll be announcing the theme for the next series of three shows because that was such a big hit. We had a lot of artists ask us to do it again.
People like to respond to theme challenges.
Right.
It's kind of fun. It sort of gets the creative juices flowing.
Right.
Well, so that's a good example of how Dave is not just Dyer-centric, but you're in three different communities for this project that aren't any, not a single one of them is Dyer.
Right.
Well, that's good. It's Dyer reaching out.
Yes.
That's fantastic across the region. Well, so what's coming up in 2018?
We are also going to be taking over Studio 659 in Whiting for their January exhibit, and that's going to be the Best of Dave. So we'll have it's a Dave members only exhibit.
Oh, that's fun.
And artists can join online and take part in that. And we're looking forward to showing off. We have an amazing array of artists that are part of Dave. And
how many members do you have?
We have about two dozen. So it's
that's
still
great.
A very small group, but very talented.
Well, I love all of these smaller endeavors that are cropping up throughout our region, and who knows where they'll go.
Right.
I think that they really have a huge potential for the future. And so good luck to you both and to Dave. I'm glad to know more about it. And I hope you have very happy holidays.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back with another edition of Eye on the Arts next week.